Okay. Who would like to ask a question? Yes?
This is a purely personal question.
Yes, that's okay.
Just wondering about what I should do for work.
Where should I?
Where? What I should do for work.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. What would you like to do? What kind of work would you like to do?
Yeah, many different things. I do different things, but sometimes doors open and people close again pretty quickly. So it's just kind of knowing which direction.
Hmm. So when you connect to your higher feminine energy, could you do that? What do you feel wants to flow out of her into the world?
Oh, her joy, her love of life, her
Can you imagine that she's there inside your heart and there are people in front of you and they come to you specifically for the unique frequency that you have to offer? Can you imagine this? Are they open to receive it? And what are you sharing with them? Hmm?
Hope.
Hope, okay. And when you are in front of these people sharing your highest gift, the quality of hope, do you sense inside of you a reservation or fear of expressing yourself? And can you connect with this fear now?
Yep.
And so what is this fear about? Can you feel it as an energy? So this part of you has felt the need to hide. Do you recognize that?
Yes.
So the problem when you ask what kind of work should I do is it doesn't really matter what kind of work, what form or shape it takes, but the real issue is that you feel that you need to hide an essential part of yourself because you're afraid to express it openly. And so the real issue is to address this fear of rejection. Because when you truly express your heart's energy, which is unique, you stand out, you are different, you don't fit into a predefined box, like a job description that society offers. You are unique, and this, although it's the most beautiful thing to do, it also brings you right back to the pain of rejection that you have experienced on the soul level, not just in this lifetime. And for most light workers, this is the most important issue they face in their life. And so I'm inviting you now to connect with that fear and to give it a shape or a form. Perhaps you could see it as a child inside of you. Could you do that? Is it a girl or a boy?
Girl.
And what does she look like? What's the emotional, what's her emotional state?
Tira.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And ask her, what are you afraid of? What does she tell you?
Being chased, being good.
And can you reach out to her? Can you reach your hand out to her and let her know that you are there? Look into her eyes. It's very important for her to know that you are there. Because you are her guide. She has felt very alone. And if you can explain to her that you understand why she feels afraid, that would help her a lot. Can you do this?
Yes.
Does she feel better?
Yeah, she does.
So there's a lot of joy and light in this girl, and she does feel this desire to inspire people, to offer them hope. And even when people are in very difficult situations, she's able to shed light on it in such a way that they feel encouraged. And this is a very special and beautiful gift. But right now this girl needs reassurance. And it takes time. You need to repeatedly tell her that she's safe now. Because you are there. The time that caused the trauma is over now. You are now here in the present. But the girl is, in a way, stuck in the past. She can't let go of this past. This is the definition of trauma, that you remain frozen in time in this state of terror. But you are able to travel through time and send to her this frequency of love and reassurance. You can give hope to her. So the answer to your question is within this child, but at the same time also the challenge is inside her. And it's important to take seriously the fears that you struggle with. And this applies to all of you. This fear of expressing yourself is very deep in most of you, because you have experienced, you've actually experienced what it was like to be rejected for it, even very violently sometimes. And one of the reasons that many of you lightworker souls incarnated in this lifetime is to heal from this pain. So although you yearn to express your light, many of you do, and looking for some type of work that really inspires you, it's important to remember that you're here also to heal yourself and to recover from this pain of rejection. And the way you recover is by truly loving and understanding yourself, be kind and not judgmental to yourself. And these are words that are often used, but to really practice it, to really practice kindness towards yourself, that's something altogether different. It means to really relax and accept your fears, you accept yourself as you are. It also means when you are stepping out into the world and you're doing some type of spiritual work or healing or counseling, whatever, it means that you need to stay aware of this part of you that's still wounded, afraid. So to take it step by step and to remember that you're not just here to express your light in the world, but you are just as much here to heal yourself. And the magic is that when you truly accept this, so this may mean that you take just little steps one at a time, but the true magic is that what you have to offer to people then is deeper and really genuine, because you are addressing your own fears at the same time. And this is what people will sense, that what you offer is genuine, really authentic. But it also takes patience, because this kind of pain that you're dealing with is not easily solved. It takes time and you can continually ask this girl inside what she needs from you to feel safe, to recover, and to feel joy again, to feel her own nature again. Okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Who's next?
Fear of rejection. I've always been an outsider for various reasons, and never really been able to. This whole male bonding thing, so in England, is all about sport and football, which is never been to.
Speak a bit louder.
Sorry, but anyway, I have this general fear of rejection. For example, I'm an IT guy, I never write software, but I've been working on a piece of software for years, but I've never finished it because I don't know how to get it out there, and I'm afraid of it being rejected. In the end, I decided I'm not just going to give it away. I wondered if there was any, how do I get over that?
Yeah, right.
It's a long time fear. Most fears define me, you know, so you get rid of them. But this one, I'm not going to get rid of.
There's the fear of being vulnerable. Whenever you express something new and offer it to people, you are vulnerable, because it's not nice to be rejected or criticized when you offer something that you genuinely believe in or put a lot of work into. So the question you could ask yourself is, what does it mean if people reject me? Does it mean that what you are offering is worthless or has no value? Or does it mean that they cannot see the value of it? Maybe their awareness is not tuned into what you are really offering. So the issue really is about having faith in yourself, in your own gifts, your talents. And there's a history, there are memories inside you of being rejected, and when you felt inspired to do something new or original. This is actually very much a part of the higher masculine energy. The lower or fear-based masculine energy is tries to fit in, tries to be part of the group, to be successful, to be in the eyes of society. And the higher masculine energy is really more of a loner. He's an adventurer. He wants to try new things, jump out of boxes. But this also means that he will meet with resistance most of the time, because in general, in society, there's a lot of group consciousness. People want to fit into a group, be part of a group, then they feel safe. But of course, this safety is not based on the soul, on authenticity. It's based on fear. Like, I don't want to be rejected by the group. So when you are jumping out of that, sure, you will meet with fear. And so it's important to understand that it's normal to have this fear. And also to understand that when you are rejected, it's a good thing, because it means you genuinely are offering something new which will challenge mainstream awareness. And so lightworker souls, they are provocative, they are different, they are outsiders. And that's actually part of their higher masculine energy. They don't like to fit in, and they are curious. And so it's important that you appreciate this part of yourself and become less dependent on what other people may feel or think or expect of you, and connect with this higher masculine part and just ask how he feels about it, because maybe he really doesn't care so much about what other people think. Can you relate to that?
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a book I saw once. I never read it. The title was "Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway." That's just about it.
Yeah. Feel the fear.
And do it anyway.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's. Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's exactly right, because if you wait till the fear will go away, then you can wait forever. It's part of solving the fear is just doing it while you are afraid. So just doing it. And then even if you face rejection, when you truly connect with yourself, you know that it's not, that's not the end. It's actually just, it's actually the beginning of something powerful. And by overcoming fear, you are healing yourself. Because surely what humanity needs now is not people who want to fit into the box, who want to adapt to mainstream awareness. There's a need for people who jump out of that. Yeah, I also see a kind of a boy inside you, a boy, like a little boy, and he's very excited about what he discovered, and he's running into the world, but then he suddenly stops, and then he's very frightened, but there's something black and gray in front of him, and then he's very disappointed, and he thinks, oh, no, I won't do it, you know, so this is kind of, this is what's based on a certain memory that you have, but I think you should give this boy a chance. You know.
Thank you. I'd like to ask, in our many Earth adventures, if we have ever before successfully put into bounds the divine feminine and the divine masculine. I think of Lemuria. Many of us were there. That was a more feminine energy. I feel you might confirm or not. And the Atlantean was more mind, masculine. If we could heal that in our lifetime here, we will heal those other experiments and adventures that we had back then.
Mm-hmm.
Could you confirm whether that's a correct perception?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes, you articulated very well. That's exactly, it's actually the purpose of this lifetime, which is a very important one. The higher masculine and the higher feminine. Yes. They have never been fully integrated on Earth in human beings before. There was always an imbalance. But this is really also, this was not a mistake or something. It is tragic, but on the other hand, this is, was part of a big evolution of consciousness. And you are evolving towards a heart-based consciousness in which the both can finally be united. It's very hard to put into words, but the higher feminine and the higher masculine, in a way, they are already one, but not in incarnated form yet. So if I speak outside of time, or I could say you could travel to the future now, and then you could tune into this state of being in which the higher feminine and the higher masculine are truly in balance. And what you are doing now in this in this time and in this incarnation is actually bringing the future to the present, this future. That's the highest potential anyway. The future is not fixed. It's not, it cannot predict it because it's not fixed. Depends on a lot of individual choices. But it's true that in the past, in Atlantis, there were important imbalances. There was in a way, the feminine and the masculine were both recognized, but there was this predominantly mental energy that wanted to control or manipulate reality. And in Lemuria, there was a lot of feminine energy, but there was a kind of imbalance to the other side. That's why the Lemurian energy got stuck after a while, because the higher masculine was not allowed enough space. So there was this constant struggle to find balance. But the way you put it is very correct. I cannot add much to it, really. Except that I'd like to say that never underestimate what you're doing right now in your life. You sometimes may feel discouraged or miserable and think that doesn't make sense at all. But on the inner level, you are truly moving toward the end of a huge cycle of lifetimes, and you are truly making progress, even though it's sometimes it's simply very hard to be in this dense energy. But I assure you that there will be a point in time that you will feel in your heart that it was worth it. Thank you. Okay. One more question, I think, right? Are we at 5 now? Yeah, okay, one more question today. Yes? Can you speak louder?
Was Egypt and the pyramids' connection with Sirius, especially the Sirius civilization, and why I feel drawn to Egypt and the whole Middle East?
The last sentence I didn't hear?
Why I feel drawn to Egypt and the whole Middle East area.
And all?
All of Egypt.
Ah. You feel the connection, or
yeah?
Okay. Do you feel a connection with Sirius?
Yeah.
Already before you were here, right? Yeah. Okay. The energy of Sirius is not just the energy of a planet, of a star, but it's a level or frequency, and it's very bright and full of knowledge and awareness. And Sirius is connected to our solar system. It's connected with the sun. And it's difficult to express in words, but if you can tune into it with your heart, and this may give you a sense of joy and recognition, because part of your soul's energy is connected with Sirius. And the pyramids, especially the Great Pyramid, there's a at the level of the Sirian frequency, there were beings there which were involved in creating the pyramid, not literally the stones, but the energy there. Almost like a kind of supervision. And the intention behind this was to bring pure light and awareness to this place on Earth as a kind of beacon, as a kind of an example, even though they knew that for a very long time most of humanity wouldn't get it, wouldn't really feel it or sense it, but it's still there. It's like a beam of light. And you feel familiar with this light. You remember it somehow. This memory is still inside of you, even though you have felt like burdened with all kinds of human experiences. And I'd like to ask you, why do you feel you are here now? Why are you in Egypt now? Can you connect now with a guide from Sirius? Can you feel or see something?
Something left.
In what?
Something left in this whole Egypt or the Middle East area that's maybe connected to Sirius.
Okay, so what I see, but it's just a suggestion, I see like a woman, a female guide behind you, and she is somehow connected with this Sirian light. And if you can get in touch with her, or just then you also will get some inspiration or ideas about what to do with this. I get the impression that you're really here to remember parts of yourself. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's really nice because I myself, not this time, but like two visits before this one, I was here and I experienced that there was a group of six guides from Sirius around me, and when I started, and I think this, I mean, I know it sounds very weird, but I can tell it to you, right? So then I saw three men and three women, and then they talked, and I wrote it all down, and they had some personal advices, but they also said, look, we're not really your guides, we are more like friends. You know, don't consider us to be like masters who tell you what to do. So it was a very joyful, playful conversation, but still they did say things to me which were very helpful. So after this, and then this time when I arrived, I thought there's a kind of connection between Sirius and maybe Atlantis in between and Egypt. But I still don't know exactly what it's about. It's maybe also not that important, you know. I mean, it's all speculation, of course. But the feeling is that's most important. We shouldn't consider them as higher or more advanced beings. We are actually a part. We were there, and now we are here. And so, and I just want to say about Egypt, but I will say more about this later. That when you arrive here, then you suddenly, there are so many energies around you. There's the culture now, and what you see on the streets, and there's this very, to me, it's a very old memory that rises to the surface, and in order to integrate all of this, it's important to stay grounded and take enough time for yourself in order to, you know, stay balanced.